It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. 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 This is the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, the Tarncast.
Hi, this is the Tarncast, and I'm the host. And this is special guest star Todd Robert Anderson.
Hi, host. Do you have a name?
No, I already said my name.
You're just host?
No, my name's
I thought you were coughing. Oh, that's your name. That's an
How
interesting.
How insulting.
I apologize.
It's too late to apologize.
I am deeply sorry. I understand if you won't accept the apology. What country is that language?
Apparently nowhere you know of.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Kafsazikstan. Is it from Kafsazikstan?
No, but it's the state pleft from it.
Pleft?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So, would you like for some questions?
Well, yeah, that's what I came here for, to be interviewed.
So, like usual, we have 10 questions.
10 questions.
And then after each one question, there will be a commercial.
Oh.
Yeah?
That's a lot of... Okay. You have a lot of sponsors.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Congrats on your success.
Okay, can I start now?
I'm no producer, but I would imagine you don't want to bang the table because the mic will pick that up.
Just
probably avoid that.
Okay, fine. I think about that.
All right.
So, first question. If the air was a color, what color would you want it to be? Why?
If the air was a color?
Mm-hmm.
I would want the air to be brown.
Mm-hmm.
Because I live in Los Angeles. And brown air makes me think of home.
You already have brown air.
Well, right. I'm just saying this is my home and the air is brown and that's how I like it. Mm. Brown and polluted.
Mm. Okay, yeah. So now for a commercial.
Okay.
Buy quirks that don't have a meaning. Only $500. We get money, you get quirks.
Quirks?
I didn't think of that commercial.
Obviously not. I didn't realize there was a business that was specifically selling corks to the consumer.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Next question.
Well, I guess you need corks sometimes.
I know, corks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you hate in your alternate universe? So, everybody has an alternate universe, like the opposite side of them. Who do you hate in your alternate universe? Why?
In my alternate universe?
Like, all of your friends are the exact opposite.
They're the opposite of what they are in the parallel universe?
Yeah, including you.
Including me?
Mm-hmm.
In a parallel universe, I hate the actor Kurt Russell.
Why?
Well, because he's not charming, and he's a brute, and he's got no sense of humor in the parallel universe.
Oh, yeah.
In this one, I think he's great. Yeah.
Okay, so time for another commercial?
Oh, I guess so. There's commercials.
Time for a commercial.
All right.
Red lizards for $3. They kill, they live, they pee. That was a quick commercial.
Rent a lizard? Did you say rent a lizard?
I never said anything.
Oh, that was the commercial, though. It sounded like the commercial said rent a lizard.
Hold on.
I mean, that's interesting. It's interesting. I've not heard of a business where you can rent lizards.
I think it actually said red lizards.
Oh, red lizards. Oh, I thought it said rent a lizard.
No, you can buy the lizards.
Oh, you buy, and they're red.
Yeah, in color. They kill.
They're dangerous.
They live, and they pee.
So they're dangerous lizards. Mm-hmm. You have some very interesting sponsors on your show.
Well, my show is interesting.
I can't argue that.
Okay. So. If you got $1,000 to build a company, what company would it be? Explain.
$1,000?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably open, like, a high-end lemonade stand.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is, like, $1,000 isn't a lot of money to start a business, so I feel like I'd have to start a very, very small business, a lemonade stand. But I'd hire, like, cute kids to sell a lemonade, so people would think it was the kids' idea, and that the kids are making the money. But really, I'd be the, like, you know, silent partner with the kids, and I'd take all the money from the kids. Well, I'll give them minimum wage or whatever. No, well, they're servers, so the minimum wage for servers.
Don't you think, like, jobs and minimum wage and all that stuff is a little too complex for little kids?
You're right. I just won't pay them. It seems like the easiest way to go. You're right.
Okay.
All right.
Commercial.
Oh, another commercial. Jeez. So many commercial
breaks. Are you ready to start it?
No, go. This is, okay. Wow, this is like an episode
of Plastic caps for $50. I know you want it. I sure do. That was the quickest commercial.
That was a really quick commercial. Plastic caps for $50. Is there any in the copy there? Is there any, do you get any idea of how many plastic caps you get for $50? Oh, it's just, it's plastic cap, not caps.
Sorry.
Yeah, you should probably read that again because you don't want to mislead people. You could get in trouble with the Better Business Bureau.
I don't care.
Oh, you don't care? You're a you scoff at the
if
consumer?
If they sue me, I have everything to sue them.
Oh, you have a team of lawyers because you're very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
And they're pretty good at lying.
Okay, well, good. That's a good quality of a lawyer.
So, where am I? Oh, yeah. Hold on. Oh, yeah. If you had a potion, what would it be? How would you use it?
A potion? If I had a potion, it would be a potion that I could sprinkle on showrunners and producers and directors that would make them immediately want to hire me. As an actor in their show.
Oh, you're an actor?
Yes.
Mm. This isn't on the paper, but what do you do as a living? What's your favorite acting piece and stuff?
Oh, my favorite acting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now my favorite acting is on the show You're the Worst.
Oh.
And I also...
Wait, did you just say I'm the worst?
No. That's the name of the show.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean any offense.
So
I hope you can forgive me. Thanks for being a good humored.
Sorry.
So
it's just my pet mouse.
Oh yeah, he's funny. He does a lot of funny bits. So, how long has he been doing stand up?
For about 30 years.
Oh, so he's like a veteran stand up mouse.
He's lived
a long time for a mouse, too. That's pretty impressive. Hang on to that mouse as long as you can.
Why?
Because he's a great mouse.
Look at it, he's climbing... Is that my mom's nose?
Yeah, it is. He's climbing on your mom's nose. That seems like kind of a cheap laugh. We shouldn't encourage that. I like his more cerebral material.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, commercial!
Uh-huh.
Are you tired of living moms? Then buy the Mom Rippers for $3 and live with your dad.
Mom Rippers? That sounds awful. Well, I can't believe that you would advertise a product that's sole purpose is to rip moms.
I'm sorry, I can't help laughing. I know it's a bad thing to laugh at, but...
Yeah.
It's funny that we even try.
Your laugh is like an evil cackle.
That's an evil cackle for you.
Oh, I apologize. So sorry.
He's on her head now.
Yeah, I know. Stop. You're encouraging him. Don't look at him. Don't look at him.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, so, if you were invisible for one day, what would you do on that day?
Oh, if I was invisible for one day, what would I do? That's a good question. I would probably, like, go to my friend's house, you know, and mess around and make him think there's a ghost.
Oh.
You know, to scare him.
Oh,
You know, to give him a really good start. And then after the next day, I'll say, I was just invisible yesterday, pretending I was a ghost. And my friend would be like, oh, that's a good joke. I was so scared. I burned my house down because I was scared. And I'll go, that's a good joke. It was just me being invisible. That'd be fun.
Yeah. But what if it wasn't a joke?
What if what wasn't a joke?
That what if he actually burned down his house?
Oh, no, I meant he actually burned down his house because he thought it was haunted. But then we would laugh and say, that was a good heckle. It was a good joke. Good trick. Prank. Like for April Fools.
Another Coke, please. Yeah, please. Thanks.
Bring a Coke. Boy, oh boy. Hop to it.
Okay, so, commercial?
Oh, commercial, okay.
Help the rich people be even richer by giving them money. Rich people get richer, poor people get poorer. That's just sad.
That's the whole commercial? It's just give rich people more money? Who is paying for that advertisement exactly? Is it a coalition of rich people or one rich person who just wants to keep the...
Why are you asking me? It's not my thing. Jeez.
Well, I just think maybe you could
vet... I don't know.
You could vet your sponsors a little bit more thoroughly. I mean, it just seems maybe you're...
Actually, I encourage it.
You encourage
evil
sponsors?
No.
You just don't care?
Nah. Okay. I don't care.
You don't care. All right.
Okay. So... If you were to eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Why?
If I were to eat one food for the rest of my life, it would be pizza. Because pizza is my fave. I love it. All kinds of pizzas. Hmm. Can I have any kind of pizza? Or is it just one kind of pizza?
Just pizza by itself.
Just pizza?
Just pizza.
Can I have toppings on it, though?
Yeah, yeah. But,
can I change the toppings from day to day?
Yes, you can.
Oh, that's very flexible.
Okay, so, commercial?
God, there are a lot of commercials on this show.
Hey!
All right, no, go. Okay. It's your show.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Songs for $50. Buy them and be happy. Why do you... Buy them and be happy. Only $50, you know. I see where the children are free,
and I say it ain't far. Wow, that commercial had music. That was a good one.
Oh, you like the $50 songs one? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. $50 songs. Yeah. Well, I'm sure the songs are really quite good.
Yeah.
If they're willing to, you know.
Actually,
What? Seventy minutes? 7 minutes. Okay. All right.
Each one.
Each song is 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's a long song. Mm-hmm. So if it's 7 minutes of greatness, then it's worth $50.
Well, if you say that the guys who pretend they're Beatles are good...
Like the Beatles tribute band?
No, the Rascals.
The Rascals?
The Rascals.
Uh-huh. What about the Rascals?
Oh, they just nicknamed themselves Monkees to sound like the Beatles.
Oh, they call themselves, the Rascals call themselves the Monkees to sound like the Beatles?
If you like Beatles bad guys in a way.
Okay.
That's basically what the Monkees
are. It's Beatles bad guys.
Beatles bad guys.
For $50 to $7 song. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why do you like the sun?
Why do I like the sun?
I mean, I read your mind. I heard what you were thinking.
I like the sun because without the sun, there would be no life on Earth.
But I thought men were destined to destroy the sun.
Well, men may, in fact, be destined to ultimately destroy the sun. But I think that's a bad idea.
I don't.
I think we should hang on to the sun as long as we can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because without it, you know, once the sun is gone, we got about 8 or 9 minutes, and then boom, poof, we're done.
True.
So I do like the sun. Mm-hmm. I'm a big supporter of the sun.
Huh.
Yeah. That's my political stance.
Yeah.
Hey, son, can you come in here for a second? I'm doing homework.
What are you... Are you talking to the son?
I'm talking to my son.
Oh, your son. What's his... Junior? Is that his name?
No. He's Achu Junior.
Oh, he's Achu. Junior.
Achu Junior.
So he's got another father who's named Achu?
No. I'm... and he's Achu.
Oh, right. But he's not a junior.
Well,
he... Because you said Achu Junior.
No, his name... That's his last name, Junior.
Oh, your last name is Junior?
No, his last name is Junior.
So, in your culture, you don't give your last name to your son? He gets to choose a whole new last name, or you make it up, or...
No, my wife, her last name is Junior.
Oh, so the kids, your wife kept her name and the kids... Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay, so now for a commercial.
Okay.
Og, gog, slug, tog, cog, mag?
That's the commercial?
Sorry.
What does that commercial even mean?
I am going to catch you, Mouse. I'm going to catch you and make you stop laughing. What?
Was that the whole commercial?
Yeah, that was...
What is it a commercial for? It just sound like nonsense words. How are people supposed to...
It was a commercial for Splog.
Oh, for Splog.
Hmm?
Okay.
Here, do you want me to read it to you one more time?
Og,
gog, Splog, tog, cag, mag?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard a commercial quite like that before.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Hmm. I know my best friend. I am going to catch you, little rascal.
Crazy mouse.
God.
Is he a mouse? He's a rascal? Does he call himself a monkey? No,
the band's monkey. He's
just a rascal.
Yeah, he's a rascal.
Oh, yeah. I got confused. Yeah. Okay.
Are you a boy? Why?
I am a boy, or a man. Why? Because that's the way I was born, and the way the chromosomes landed for me.
Okay. So, by the way, I have to warn you about the next commercial.
Okay.
Whoever doesn't like sad and sad and more sad...
Uh-huh.
Should turn this video or whatever it's called off right now, this podcast,
okay,
and not listen to it for the rest of the video.
Okay.
And if you have problems with that, it's amazing you've survived until now.
Oh.
Even without those problems.
Okay.
So, let's start the commercial.
Okay.
Cats that are dead for $3. Get your dead cats now. That's it.
Get your...
I thought there'd be one more sentence. I mean, it didn't even explain what they looked like or how you fed them.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Wasn't it strange? A lot of the ads on your show are very odd.
Yeah. Well, it's not my fault.
No. They're ads copywritten by other people. You're just reading it. You're just doing your job.
Okay, so another question. Do you like diamonds? Why?
I'm actually not a big fan of diamonds because I know that a lot of diamonds come from, abused laborers.
Mm.
And, I don't like that. Mm. Although, you know, diamonds are pretty, but, and they're good for making lasers. But other than that, I'm not like a huge diamond fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly don't like how they're mined in most cases.
Do you know what diamonds are really good for?
What?
If you hold one, you are now famous.
If you hold a diamond, you're immediately famous?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
For being a robber.
You're a diamond robber.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Okay, now for a commercial. Ready?
Ready.
Beep. We are out of commercials. Oh, shoot. Well... So almost the last question.
Okay.
Are you a millionaire? If you are, how did you get the money?
I am not a millionaire. But I do know that through wise investments, you can make $1 million.
Yeah. I learned that too on eBay.
Yeah. On eBay. Yeah. You can make $1 million off of eBay. Yep.
Beep. We're still out of commercials. Beep. I am out of questions. Guess it's the end.
Oh, was that the end of the show?
Yeah, well.
Well, thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
Do you just have to sign off or anything, or do you just abruptly say that's it?
Well, you have to sign this paper right here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now since you're on my very expensive show, you have to pay me $5,100 in check.
I have to give you a check for $5,100?
Mm-hmm.
For being on your show?
Yes. That's how it works.
All right. So, do you want to sign off and then we'll go make the exchange?
Here's the pen. Sign it right now.
Okay.
Sign your name.
All right. It seems, I mean, nobody told me I was going to have to pay to be on this show, I feel
like. I just told you.
Feel like. And the show was mostly commercials. I didn't really.
Too bad.
All right. Do you want to say goodbye or anything?
Well, yes, this has been show. And signing off.